This is Kirsty Hannah. It's the 16th of March 2025, and this is the Stories of the Docks project. Could I ask you to tell us your name and year of birth?
It's Angela Greenfield, and it's 1958.
Could you tell me about your family history in the fishing industry or your links to Grimsby Docks?
There's quite a lot of family history in the fishing industry, although I wouldn't say that I'm particularly linked to that history. My grandfather was a fisherman, and so were all of his brothers. And I think his father was also a fisherman, so there was a long history of going to sea. And my own links are that I worked on the docks between 1976 and 1978, sort of right at the end of the fishing industry, really.
What were your ambitions whilst you were at school?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that I really had any. I was sent to a specific school, really, so that I could do shorthand and typing, because that was considered the thing to do. I wouldn't say it was something I'd particularly chosen, but...
How did you end up working down the docks?
I just saw a job advertised on the docks working in an office down there and applied for it and just got it, really. It was something that quite appealed at the time. And I'd never really been onto the docks before until I actually started there.
What did a typical day working on the docks look like for you?
Oh, well, for me personally, it was mostly sort of general office work. I was a secretary to five managers at British United Trawlers. So I used to deal with all of the correspondence, the general office work. It was a bit old-fashioned in those days, though, because we didn't have computers. We had electric typewriters with little balls that used to go round with the numbers on, fax machines. There was even a switchboard with the wires that you had to put in. I didn't use that, but there was one in the building. We had an adding machine with big buttons, no calculators or anything like that. It was all quite primitive.
Could you tell us more about which area of the docks you worked on?
I worked in an office on a place called Humberbank South, which no longer exists. The one place that does exist is the Jubilee Cafe. And Humberbank South was right opposite the Jubilee Cafe. There used to be a wooden footbridge that went over from Humber Street onto the dock, and it was literally sort of right there. The offices were upstairs, and downstairs in the workshop was the shipwrights department, where they used to make the trawl doors. There was the boilermakers across the road and the electricians on the corner. And then two or three other workshops spread around the docks in various locations.
How did you feel about working for British United Trawlers?
I liked it. I mean, even to now, I would say it's one of the best jobs I've had. I don't really know what it was about it. It was just the whole of the atmosphere of working on the dock. It was just different. It was almost like, and a lot of people would say the same, that when you went over the dock crossings, you sort of entered a different world, because it was like its own little world down there. Anybody who's never experienced it, it's very difficult to explain it, but it was certainly a great place to work.
Are you able to tell us anything else about the atmosphere of the docks at that time?
Yeah, it's difficult to explain it. I mean, it's not... I suppose when I was there, it was really the latter days of the fishing industry. It was all coming to an end. So I can only imagine what it would have been like before that, when it had been really, really buzzing. But it was just the whole thing. Like when you walked along, because I used to have to walk sometimes between one office and another. And when you walked along past the slipways, and there was all the trawlers up on the slipways all being repaired, and... everything always seemed sort of very laid back down there in a way. And it always seemed a very friendly sort of place to be. There's a lot of camaraderie. Some of it would have maybe not be appreciated these days, you know, but there was a lot of joking and things like that.
Could you tell us about a best memory or highlight from the docks?
I think really the best memory is just what I mentioned before when you saw all the trawlers up the slipways. There was something special about that. They used to be sort of lined up along the side of the dock, brought out of the water, and they were up on these slips and they'd all be working on them. And it was just quite an amazing sight to see them like that. Again, as I say, when I was there, it was coming to the end of the fishing industry, but apparently prior to that, people used to tell stories about when there was actually queuing to go up the slipways. So there'd be maybe 10 trawlers all up there being worked on, and then there'd be another 3 behind each one waiting to come in.
Are there any other events from your time at the docks that you can remember?
It was always pretty much the same every day. I do remember one day the Queen landed on the docks. There was a royal visit in 1977 for the Jubilee. And I mean, I've never really been a royalist, but you don't take the not take the opportunity to go out for a few hours to stand by the slipway to wait for the Queen. So, you know, it's a good excuse for an hour off work to do that. There was another time when it flooded. That was 1978. It was quite a big flood. It came over from the sea, and parts of Cleethorpes got flooded all the way down Grimsby Road, that sort of area. But it also flooded on the docks, and there was flood warnings out that this might happen, and we could see the water rising. And people kept coming in and reporting, "Oh, it's coming over at this point, and it's coming over at that point." And then it got to about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and somebody came in and said, "Right, the water's as far as Ross House, we all need to go home now." So everybody left, and the majority of the docks was evacuated because obviously the water was going to come over, and it was quite a severe flood. There was a lot of damage done, a lot of boats that were on the dock sort of broke from their moorings and smashed into each other. But one really funny thing that happened with that, where I worked, we used to have a night watchman. It was a gentleman called Moses Pinkovich, and he lived on Cleethorpe Road. And he used to come in at night when everybody else was going home, and he would stay there overnight in the buildings. And everybody had obviously gone around about 2 o'clock, but he still came in. So I think it was somewhere around about 10 o'clock at night, the managing director got a phone call from him saying, "I don't know what to do, the water's flooding. I'm stuck upstairs in the building, what am I supposed to do?" And if I remember rightly, the answer was, "Well, there's not much we can do about it, you'll have to stay there till it goes down."
What do you think is important for the younger generation to learn or understand about the docks?
I think it's just important for them to realise how big a thing the fishing industry was, how really fishing made the town. All of the wealth of the town came from fishing at that time. It was just underpinned everything. That's all there was. It was just this massive industry. And I think in some ways it's quite sad because I know I went round the docks a while ago on one of these organised tours, and to see it now, there was all these, even the workshops back in the day, there were all these magnificent Victorian brick buildings that were all very, very well designed, and most of them have been flattened. You know, they've just gone, there's just this barren empty space. The only thing that's still there really is the Jubilee Cafe, and that's still standing for some reason. In the part of the docks where I worked anyway, some of the older parts obviously around the Casbah are still there. But I think it's, you know, it's really impossible for younger people to ever understand that atmosphere, because it's something they will never know. They'll never see it. And that's one of the things I said at the time I was on this tour, you know, it's so sad that, in a way, I suppose I'm one of the last generations that will ever have a memory of that dock as it was.
Do you think the Jubilee Cafe will be there until the end of time?
Possibly, who knows? It had been smartened up a bit from the back in the day, though. So.